Hi, everyone. Good afternoon. Today, I want to tell a short story about long semi-flexible polymer confined in a cavity. Wong-like chain under spherical confinement problem has already attracted interest of researchers in the past. For example, the density distribution of semi-flexible polymers confined in droplets were examined by Claessens. It's interesting to find that polymer prefer to stay at near the edge of the sphere in a small droplet comparing with that in the large one. This phenomenon makes us thinking that can we explain this theoretically? Can we calculate the entropy penalty of putting a long semi-flexible polymer into a cavity? And what kind of scaling laws it follows? And what about the density distribution inside the cavity? Our following theoretical treatments are aiming to answer these questions. Within the long chain limit, the conformational statistics of a Wong-like chain being confined in a cavity can be obtained by finding the ground state eigen solution of this equation. And then the information of the system, including free energy and density profile, can be calculated by using the ground state eigenvalue and eigenfunction. The solution of this equation can be easily obtained at two extremes of the system. When the radius is very small, the system is reduced to another model that embedding a Wong-like chain on a spherical surface, because in this case, the bending energy of the segments dominate the free energy system. And this conformation is most helpful to release the penalty. And on the other hand, when the radius is very large, the Wong-like chain model can turn back to a Gaussian model, as is mentioned in previous work. So the reduced free energy can be written down and by analytically solve this eigen problem. We also build an efficient numerical algorithm to solve this problem in the crossover region between the two extremes. As shown in this figure, our numerical data can cover both of the two limits well and also give a general form of the reduced free energy as a function of radius in the full range from very small radius to very large. The visualization of the density profiles demonstrated the segmental distribution changes caused by the decrease of the radius. We can see that a very thin concentrated layer can form at near the edge of the sphere when the cavity is very small. And this result is in perfect agreement with what we saw in the experiment at the beginning. And also the density profile can converge to the analytical solution at Gaussian limit when the radius is very large, as we mentioned before. We also examined the behavior of Wong-like chain in 2D circular confinement, and the results are similar, except that we have different coefficients for the scaling laws here. In present work, we ignored the excluded volume effect between the segments to simplify the problem. But obviously, this effect can strongly impact the behavior of Wong-like chain under confinement. For example, people find that many defects can be formed by embedding a self-avoiding Wong-like chain on a spherical surface. So we can also reasonably expect that maybe there's some complicated phase can be formed by Wong-like chain under spherical confinement with the excluded volume effect. That's my report. Thank you very much. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you, Jay.